Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and I have been laughing because Irma and I were just talking here before the show, and we're feeling some really happy, high vibes. So this is going to be a wonderful show today. Thank you for being here. If you're brand new to the program, we have just passed 200 episodes, which is rather exciting, and there are new topics every week. I broadcast live every Wednesday, but you can catch any episode for free on iTunes, right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can even find the episodes on Stitcher, which is available on Android. So thank you for being here, and perhaps you will find some other spiritual topics or consciousness-raising topics that will support you, your journey, and your light right now. So Irma K. Sawyer is here, and we're going to talk about healing family relationships and how to find greater forgiveness, greater power, and greater compassion, as well as many other things. So I'm going to bring Irma on in just a minute, but I know we're going to have a lot of good information in this show. And keep in mind that you can listen to this program repeatedly. If you need to come back and hear these messages from Irma again, if you just want to have this information on standby, that's something to be aware of too. It's one of the reasons why these free episodes are so important, because it sends out the vibration to the world and we can all benefit from the healing vibes and wisdom. If you are listening for the first time, as I said, you can find out more about me on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is where I hang my little shingle out in the world and I share with you astrology. I have books. I have about 5 published books right now about all different types of topics. And I like to connect with you through astrology sessions, affirmations. I just have a lot going on. So click on over if you want to learn more about what I can offer you. And my website, again, is ConsciousCoolChic.com. Okay, I have my green tea here to help ground me because, like I said, Irma and I have been laughing before the show started. And I'd like to get started by bringing Irma on and just letting you know a bit more about her. Irma K. Sawyer has been doing this work, her spiritual path work, for decades. She is an author, energy healing practitioner, Akashic Record consultant, and intuitive counselor from Southern California. She has been an intuitive her entire life and began giving readings at the age of 12. In the early 90s, she had an experience. She began the spontaneous channeling of the Archangelic Energy Collective, who were her guides until 2007, when at that time she connected with the Akashic Wisdom Keepers, known as the Keepers. Irma has been in holistic healing and intuitive counseling professionally since 1992 and is trained and certified in Reiki, magnified healing, shamanic healing, intuitive counseling, and Akashic Record consulting. Perhaps you are aware of Irma's books. I've read all of them. I love them. Irma is the author of The Aquarian Empath, The Aquarian Path to Abundance, and Cosmic Love, Keys for the Path of Light. She does have another book coming out shortly in 2015, so we hope to touch on that as well. Welcome to the program, Irma. Thank you so much for being back here.
Hey, Molly. Thanks for the giggle already. What a good way to start my day. Thank you so much.
Yes,
great,
I'm so happy you're here. You're doing so much right now, and it's helping thousands of people, and people are really hungry for this information. So I'm looking forward to being in conversation with you about these topics, about what you're creating and sharing with the world and how that can really help people, especially this time of year. You know, just so everyone knows, Irma and I wanted to do this radio show to help you get ready for the holidays, because that can be a big time of year for people.
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. It can be very triggering, too. But on the other hand, it can be very growth-producing. So, you know, we can talk a little bit about maybe how to turn, you know, some of those triggers into opportunities, which is kind of what the course and what that work's been about for me anyway.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. So, friends, I'd like to let you know that Irma has been teaching mastery courses at spiritualityuniversity.com. And one of the courses is all about healing family relationships, reclaiming your power, reclaiming your life. And Irma, I would just love to get started by asking you, you know, how did the idea for this mastery course come about? You know, what were you feeling about the necessity of putting this type of a course together?
Yeah, that's a great question. I, looking at that, it goes back to the work, as you know, that I work with Angel Celestina, who has a lot to do with her job, so to speak, is clearing guilt and shame from individuals and also the collective. And so she started giving me information that went in, that is in the course, as you know, that started out as blog posts. And I was thinking about all of the guilt and just stuff that comes through in that area, you know, that can start very young in life in our childhood. And some of it can be inherited patterns and energy that just kind of roll downhill. So when I started working, and of course in my work with clients over the years, I worked with many people that identify as empaths and light workers and so forth, and I was seeing these patterns. And I think when I started sharing, one of the beneficial things is people were going, oh, I'm not alone. There's other people that have had these experiences, whether I talk about, you know, being scapegoated in the course or, you know, certain other negative things that can manifest. In a family of origin, as far as dynamics, that's kind of how it got rolling. As I started exploring it, it was based on the material that I got from Celestina, and when I shared those blogs, those were instantly the most popular things that I wrote, and had very, very high views. They were shared at Spirit Library. Also, you know, thousands of people really connected, and also the feedback. I got a lot of really great feedback from people that said that it really, really helped them and it put things in perspective. So that was the, you know, inspiration to keep going with that work.
It is an important topic, and it's something that people can feel is only in their life or only in their family or only their experience. And so there's so many connective points around understanding that, you know, a lot of your soul work could be the fact that you're here to heal these relationships, to see them from a higher standpoint, to have greater forgiveness. There's just a lot wrapped up into it. And like you said, the shame and guilt can weigh really heavily, really strongly. What have you learned about working on this topic? What have you learned from your clients about what healing their family of origin really involves? I mean, I'm sure that this is a huge topic, but I would just love to know, you know, what has really come through as the main points that people are discovering around this area of their life?
That's a really good question. Of course, we've got the issues of forgiveness and empowerment. I think, you know, when I was thinking about today, the quote that came through, a great Deepak quote, about remember, you know, and it's in the course too, remember everybody is operating as best they can from their current level of consciousness, right? And when you really take that home, so to speak, and you let yourself off the hook and then you let others off the hook, it's a very profound thing. And I know that I've experienced it in my own life. And the Keepers have some quotes about this too. When you kind of get the forgiveness ball rolling, and, you know, do the forgiveness, the self-forgiveness, and also just kind of allow that to, you know, that energy just to go out and bless everybody, it really could transform the atmosphere. You know, it doesn't always, of course, we have no control about what others do, But when we shift ourselves in a profound way, of course, everybody that's connected with us in our ancestral line, both forwards and backwards, is impacted by this. So that's another really powerful thing that I've seen, is when people commit to their own healing and their own awakening, especially with family of origin, it really blesses everybody and it really changes things. And sometimes it's instantly, sometimes it takes a little bit longer. And then also we talk a little bit about in the course, sometimes people have to kind of withdraw into themselves a little bit and maybe recede and not communicate with some of these folks for a while the energy is reconfiguring. But the point is it does reconfigure. There's no doubt about it. So that's the cool thing, is really cool. When you commit to taking that journey, taking that first step, you know, for yourself. And even, I think, too, even if you're not feeling, you know, Celestina talks about this, which I love. It shows that she has been connecting to human beings and their emotions. Because she talks about you might not be feeling like, you know, kitties and rainbows about these people right now. And
right.
Don't beat yourself up about that. You know, that's okay. Allow yourself to be exactly where you are, you know. So I think that you're right. It is a big topic. But I think that's the one thing, the thread, you know, that goes through everything is that personal empowerment and the forgiveness, especially for yourself. And when you realize that, hey, I'm doing my best, other people are doing their best. And I think for me, you know, you've seen my chart. I have a lot of Virgo. I'm also from the Pluto and Virgo generation, which I've also done a lot of work with folks around my own age. So that's another thing, when you get into that criticism, that Virgo energy, when it's turned, you know, on its shadow, where it's very self-critical, and then it can be turned outwards and become critical of other people, that can definitely not be your friend. So I think in terms of why I created this course, of course it was based on my own, you know, not experience and journey through this whole thing, but I knew that if I was having certain issues with things, that other people probably were too, especially people that were similar. Yeah, you know, people in similar age, that there are some similar astrology with me, that I've, you know, met a lot of great people on social media. So that was the thing, too. It was kind of like, how do we get this party started? How do we, you know, talk about these things in a healing and an empowering way? And it was really important, I think, to get out of blame, any kind of subtle blame, because, you know, there's a lot of that in family of origin, you know, there's a lot of stuff flying around. So it was really important to me to try to have this material be as clean as possible and, you know, written from a real place, you know, a real high place as much as I could. So that's why I took my time with it and I allowed it just to kind of come forth in its own way. And I'm glad that I did that.
Yes. And that really shows. And friends, as you're listening, we're talking specifically about Irma Kay's Healing from Your Family of Origin Mastery Course, which is on spiritualityuniversity.com, if you wanted to click over there and just see a little bit more about what the course offers. It's important for people to know that this is all energy that they can work through, but it is about stepping into that place of personal power and making a conscious choice that, yes, I am ready to heal this or to let this go or to see it from a higher perspective. There's so many ways it can play out, you know, based on your what you're learning, how you're growing, what you're choosing. And so I think, Irma, one of the things that's been really fascinating about hearing the feedback from this course is that people say that they come back to it to get another layer of information or to read something again and to let it sink in a new way. And I think that's really important for people to hear. It's like you work on this progressively. It isn't just a one and done.
Right, for sure. And that's wonderful when I hear that too from people. And, you know, that to me that shows, you know, the depth of the material, because I'm just really honored, you know, so really blessed and honored to be a channel for that information, because I know it's been really transforming and life-changing for people. And there's also the issue, you know, the whole onion thing. They do talk about that in the course, and it's one of those things where I understand that feeling, and, you know, as an astrologer, you know, looking at the cycles of this year, especially in eclipse season, it's like, oh, it's that thing again, right? You know, where it's like we feel like we have mastery over something, and then here it comes, and maybe it's in a different form, or, you know, but it's still, you know, we're always being, it's kind of like the universe is going, okay, how are you doing with this issue? And I think it's a matter of looking at that instead of in a punitive way, which I used to, believe me, and a lot of people do, So instead of going, oh, you know, why is that coming around again? It's like, oh, this is an opportunity to show me what mastery I really have over this. Okay, so I think a lot of this material, especially for me, was reframing it, you know, was really getting out of, a victim kind of consciousness and a more empowered consciousness. And just doing that is huge, as you know, and that has implications in every area of our life, to have a more empowered view where we take, you know, responsibility for everything. But, I think that's really great that there's layers of it, and that just shows that, and of course this is complex material, complex issues, so yeah, I mean, that just kind of makes sense. And but I have heard that people have said they come back 3 and 4 times, they get something different out of the material, and that's how it is with, you know, great spiritual books. I do the same thing. I was just thinking about Power of Now, you know, every time I read that, I get something out of it, or what, you know, any of these books that are considered, you know, spiritual classics, we read it, you know, if we wait some time and then we read it again, we're going to get something else out of it. So I'm really honored that the work is kind of in that level for people.
Yes, beautifully said, because we do need to have these, I would say, places to go to ground yourself, center yourself, come back to your power, come back to your truth, and to really have a sacred way of connecting with that part of yourself, because there's so much out there in the world that can take our energy away from us, or that's what we're unconsciously doing. So I feel like some of these offerings bring us back to ourselves in a stronger way. And I have also connected with clients who are moving through some big family stuff that they just want to get on the other side of it, if you will. And I love what you said about reframing. It is a matter of just reframing this as an opportunity. So I really think that's a great way to explain it for people.
Thank you. That's really kind of how, again, that was based on my direct experience. It was just like, it really was a reframe. It's like, how do I, you know, put this in another context? You know, and that's what I think a lot of what that course does, since that's kind of, you know, with the underlying context of the whole thing. Wouldn't you say, because I know you're very familiar with the material.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, full disclosure here, friends, spiritualityuniversity.com is an online place for mastery courses that I started because I think people need to have access to these types of courses. And Irma Kay's work is in full alignment with the energy, the vibration, and the power that people want to connect to within themselves. So we're talking about Irma Kay's course, Healing from Your Family of Origin, which is on spiritualityuniversity.com. But the bigger intention behind all this is knowing that it's really time, like this lifetime, it's time to really get this clear for yourself, to really get it straightened out, to really find that gratitude, that forgiveness, and that healing within yourself, and you can only do that for yourself. It is absolutely a choice, and I found that some people are ready and some people just are not ready yet. And so it's interesting to observe how there are, you know, everyone's at their own place, exactly where they need to be, but it's important to know that these kinds of resources are available.
You know, I love everything that you have available for people, Molly. It's so generous, and I know that's part of what, you know, really aligns us, because we have a very similar vision about what we want to do. But I know I just speak for a lot of people. I just wanted to thank you because you've created all these great books in Spirituality University, and, you know, you're really giving people a lot of options, you know, and you have your own e-books, and you just are like a font of all of this wonderful stuff. So thank you. I know I speak for a lot of people, and I thank you for that.
Oh, well, that's so kind. Thank you. I appreciate hearing that. And what I want to maybe hear more from you about, awesome Irma Kay, is more about what you are feeling right now in the cosmic picture, if you will, of energies. And what is new, like the new energies that you're feeling right now that support people in their healing, in their becoming of the new version of themselves?
That, you know, that's a great question. And that ties into, I just wrote something that was going to be the Scorpio season eclipse report, and kind of was a year-end wrap-up. and that was my latest blog post. And I've really been going back to a lot of, I'm not a numerologist by any, you know, stretch. I'm an amateur, but I always look at the universal year, you know, when I do the forecast. And as you know, we're in 7, which is a highly, highly spiritual year. And it's also this year of the horse, so there's all this movement. There's been tremendous change. I have never heard about as many marriages and divorces, and also, unfortunately, people transitioning in 1 year. It's been very, very powerful that way. And in some ways, very difficult, because these kind of life changes are big and they're hard. You know, I myself moved 150 miles away, and, you know, classic year of the horse, you know, context there. Here I am in a new city and starting over, and I know a lot of people are too. So I feel like what's been coming through this time of year, I start looking at the next year for the forecast and kind of start, you know, tuning into the energy a little bit. It usually doesn't come in until December, but it started coming in now because it's big, right? And as you know, since you follow the cardinal cross, we're getting in the end of that. That's being ramped up. But next year is the 8. And if you look at the 8, right, it's an infinity symbol. And it's karmic manifestation and karmic magnification. And that's something that, you know, guidance was really clear and, you know, kind of put big stars around. So in the report, it was saying things that people don't want even more in their face in the 8 year, they're kind of, and it's not forced because, you know, the universe doesn't force, it's free will is available to everyone. But just say we have a greater opportunity to clear and look at some of these things that are holding us back, that are keeping it. I think one of the things was anything that's adding to toxicity and taking away from our life and our empowerment, however subtle. These things have been really coming up for people. And I think that's part of the reason why the family course has really connected, is because, as you know, this is a hotbed of karmic material for lots of people. I know it was for me. And great growth, you know, a lot of these people are the greatest gurus that we're ever going to get in our life, but that doesn't mean it's easy. So I feel like this is kind of where we are right now, is we're kind of looking at this very challenging but incredibly powerful year spiritually, and now we're stepping into the 8, which is going to be like, they call it, you know, kind of taking our act on the road. So people that have been doing a lot of work this year, it's really been beautiful to see people blossom and change. I've really seen people, you know, step into their life's work and get whatever it is, get that yoga certification or get that degree or, you know, whatever it is that they've been really working hard to get. There's a lot of culmination kind of energy that's been going on this year too. So I'm really excited about next year, this whole taking our act on the road concept. You know, I feel that personally. But I think that that's also why, you know, the courses have been timely, because, you know, like you said, there are people that are really ripe for this work. They're ready to do it. They're ready to drop this stuff, you know, any of these impediments. So, you know what I mean? I think the 7, that's why it's wonderful, you know, when you look at the synchronicity and the divine timing of all this, it's been beautiful. It just couldn't even be really much better. So, and a lot of that has to do with you and me and what people are creating, what we're creating together. And that's really cool and exciting too, you know. And I think the other thing I was thinking about the 7, because it has to do, and I wrote about this, it's interesting to see, you know, towards the end of the year and kind of what I said in January, to see, you know, if that turned out to be true. And I did talk about the community. You know what I mean? Like, let's hope so. Right?
And I get it.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of, people don't realize, you know, it's kind of a leap of faith. Like, I'm just going to put this out here and, you know, we'll see how it goes. But the whole thing about community and about spiritual community and the necessity for that. And I must say that seeing people go through some very tough stuff this year, and also seeing how beautifully other people have shown up. And people have beautifully shown up for me. They've shown up for other people. You know, even if it's just little things, like even if it's like, oh, well, I don't really have people, I don't have money to donate, but here I can donate my time, or, you know what I mean? Just really, really kind of being, you know, putting it in the pot for everybody and being generous. And that's really very much in the spirit of the 7. And, you know, and as we know, there's been a lot of really nutty negative things happening too, but to see that growing and expanding out, that's given me a lot of hope. You know, it really, really has. So
that's beautifully
kind of a long-winded answer, but thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been quite a year.
And Definitely. I mean, I'm not a numerologist either, but when I think of the seven, and it's all about that spiritual energy and the trust and the faith and the, you know, trusting yourself to do what you need to do, it does pay off in the 8 year. And so know that whatever you have been moving through this year, which has been tough, you know, we're moving through a huge cycle of energy that is pushing us to evolve and change, and you can't sit still, and if you do, you get kicked in the butt. It's like there's just a lot moving us forward, but it's all going to pay off. And when I, you know, I do that the same thing too, where I write a themes for the upcoming year, and I'm always like, I'm just trusting this, you know, I have no way of knowing this is true or not, we'll see how it plays out. But it's amazing how what comes up is are the uniting themes for all of us, and you can look to your left and look to your right and remember that we're all in this together, and you have support and you have help and you have people to turn to with questions and they have answers for you. It's like, it's just a wonderful time to remember that we are all connected and that the work we do for ourselves benefits the world, benefits each other.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And that's the, you know, the keepers have been saying, you know, in the conversation pretty much since we started, since 2007, that every time, you know, none of these actions are lost for the collective, for every person that puts their foot on that path, you know, for every person that says, I want to be my own highest version of myself. The way they describe it is it makes the road wider, which I love that. That's a great analogy. And, it makes more room. It creates more room, you know. So maybe the road up the hill is still a little rocky and steep, but you're not on this tiny little, you know, road, the road less traveled that nobody's ever been on, you know, like it was maybe in the past or in past lives for people, you know, that were the lone sages and these little tiny things going up this very high mountain. So, you know, being here in these times is really exciting. It's really beautiful and amazing. And, you know, they've also said, too, that, you know, people here now, these times are not for the faint of heart, as you know, and guard the cross years. You know, people are really being called to find their inner spiritual warrior, and because some of this stuff is downright scary. And I have to say that I'm normally a fan of Scorpio energy. That eclipse season was fierce. I used the word fierce to describe it, and I think that was an appropriate word. And I don't use that word lightly. So, you know, but on the other end, the change and the transformation, it's kind of like that saying one of my teachers used to say a long time ago, the further you go, the higher you rise. As you know, in a realm of duality, it's like we can't stay in these weird, dark places for long. It's just not the nature of it. But when we travel through it, we're definitely not going to be the same beings that we were before. So in that sense, I think that's great because the one thing I did encourage people to do about the eight is I joke and, you know, I call it spiritual whiplash or cosmic whiplash, actually is what I call it. Oh, yeah, I call it cosmic whiplash, and so it's just, I think it's pretty appropriate. And so the guidance that came through from now to the end of the year is just for people to be really kind to themselves and really drop any kind of PTSD stuff or trauma or fear of this year and kind of connect more into the love and the grace and the light and kind of bring that into the eight, you know, to start off the eight on a high note, which I think is very good advice.
Oh, that's wonderful advice. And I know that a lot of people that you work with and that I connect with, a lot of people are kind of getting maybe the bigger understanding that you're also becoming a leader of the energy. You know, if you're a light worker, a starseed, indigo, empath, you know, all these different identities we have, you're also here to move the energy for yourself, for your friends, for your community, for your family, but we're also going to be moving it for more people as the road continues to widen. It's like the work you're doing right now is going to really pave the way for even better things to come, specifically for you and then specifically for the people you connect with.
Absolutely. I'm really glad that you brought that up. That's an important point. Another thing that's been coming through kind of ties into your last question, which is complex because there's a lot going on. It's a great question. Is one of the things that came through in the year-end review was about doing, of course, it's all about doing empathy in a new way and becoming an Aquarian empath as opposed to a Piscean empath, which I, you know, talk a bit about in the book and in the course, because we obviously empathy needs to be done a new way because we're, you know, the energies are completely different. But talking about two is, okay, if we're going to step up the game and be working at a collective, bigger collective level, which is what we're doing, and it's also what I do in my group events, for example, then we basically are learning a whole new adaptive technique. And it's interesting, too, like, for example, I have been working with Shun guys, some new stones have come in. Like, all these interesting tools have shown up that Spirit's given us, like, okay, if you want to go to another level and not be as impacted by the collective, then here are some tools that can help you. So that's another thing that I've seen, is that this whole dropping this victimhood, and, you know, there's no reason, I always tell people, there's no reason that your sensitivity needs to be kicking your butt in a negative way or being something that's fierce, you know, fearful for you. So that's another thing that's really great. And not just with my work, with the empath work, but just seeing people come to that realization using these tools, like, okay, this isn't working for us. We're doing it in a new way. So I think that's going to continue with, you know, through the light worker community, whatever people's designation is, you know, empaths or indigos or whatever, that they're going to, you know, there's a necessity to do it on another level now and in a different way. For sure. And that's another thing that's really emerged, I would say, just in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks, in my observation anyway.
That's beautifully said. Yes. And it's so good for people to know that, too, because I have the sense that many people have been feeling that, and now they just want to hear the confirmation. So, yeah, things are changing rapidly. We are being pushed and elevated and encouraged and nudged to shift and to stretch and to own more of ourselves, more of our energy than ever before. And as you work with empaths, Irma, what are you observing or discovering about being an empath right now, at the end of 2014, that's different from perhaps being an empath back in 2013 or even earlier this year? Not to mention years ago, you know, how is the experience different at this time? What should people know?
That's a great question. I think this is the one year where more than ever, you know, because I've been working with empaths, as you know, for several years. And also even before the book came out, of course, I was kind of, you know, talking about that. So I've really been talking about it since probably 2010. Looking back on the last few years and kind of going over this with a friend of mine, we were agreeing that 2012 for a lot of people was tough, and because there was a lot of, you know, dynamic elements at play in that year. But the one thing I've noticed this year, especially in post-eclipse season in October and the earlier part of this month of November, unfortunately, there was, if anybody is aware of the news, there was an incredible rash of violence, of really, really upsetting things in the U.S., also in other parts of the world. And there was such an intense, you know, there was just so much intensity in the collective. And then let's throw in the fact that Neptune has been retrograde. As you know, as an astrologer, turns up confusion, the astral superhighways, I like to call it, gets really busy. So, you know, the messages that were coming through just recently were like ground and center, ground and center. You know, do whatever your tools are. Do not forget them. So I think it was the thing about empaths going, okay, I need to get really diligent about this now and not just kind of be haphazard about it, like maybe one day I'll do it and not. I saw a real discipline because, of course, I have a discipline just because I need one. That's the other part of the reason, though, I moved out of a big city, because I was guided to do that for my next book that we're writing, you know, I'm writing and that kind of thing. Just I needed to get out of, like, this huge population of people for me right now. But that's the one thing I really saw was, and other empaths too, moving, relocating, being guided to go to other places, maybe where there's less population or a more rural environment or something that's more conducive to them. But that's the one thing, Molly, I really did notice, is just the intensity was so turned up in the collective that people were really, you couldn't ignore it as an empath, just put it that way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It was just like you could not ignore it. Maybe in some of the other years you could tune it out or distract yourself or something. But it seems like the astrology with you know, so many Scorpio planets, with so many retrograde planets, it, like you said, it was really, I was joking about my last blog post, it felt like an evolve or what was it, evolve or else? Which, you know, we all know it's not really true. But that's kind of how it felt. And you mentioned that earlier in our conversation, is it really felt like, you know, we were almost like up against this. Like, what are you going to do, folks? You know, when it gets turned up to 11. So some people were really challenged in not great ways. I had, you know, a lot of people that were really frightened by these energies. That's, again, why I think it's really, really important for to have forums like this for people to listen to let them know they're not alone, that there are resources. So that was another thing I noticed was, I would say, to kind of wrap, you know, sum that up, is a discipline, a new discipline, but also, unfortunately, maybe people that are just coming into the realization that they're empathic and sensitive, and they were really frightened by it because it was so intense with the astrology and the energy that was going on. So I, for one, wanted to have a party at New Moon and Sag. Bring it.
I'm with you there, sister. Let's get the party started. I mean, I think,
for sure.
I'm just going to make an assumption here that many of us are ready to move away from the intense Scorpio energies that have been happening, especially this month of November, and we're ready to really move into those the laughter and the fun and the more upbeat side of Sagittarian energy, and to just kind of shake it off, you know, shake off the stuff, let loose, let it go. And I really liked what you were saying about being an empath this year, Irma, because I've also found and observed that it's been a little bit lonelier at times. Perhaps some people have felt that they've had to be in solitude a little bit more. They've had to be in their own energy, hang out in nature more, do things on the weekends by themselves. You know, those are kind of the everyday changes that are happening as we move through these energy shifts. And I think it's just good to normalize that too, and to let you know that that's all going to play out okay. You know, even if your friendships are changing, you're going to have new friends that show up. It's just all part of this giant cycle we're moving through.
You know, I'm really glad you brought that up. That's really important. And another thing, too, is I found it in counsel with people that the one thing that kept coming up is, you know, don't judge your friendships or, you know, certain relationships on what was going on during the cosmic blender of the last, you know, couple months. Because I feel like you said, things are going to shake out. Maybe some people will be moved out. But the point being is people were so challenged right now, especially sensitive empathic people, that I think that, you know, we weren't catching people on their best day, you know, to put it that way. So, you know what I mean? So I just was kind of like, you know, it's almost like, for example, maybe not signing a contract at the height of Mercury retrograde or something like that. It's kind of like this thing, like, maybe not judge all of this stuff right now when everything's swirling around, and kind of see how things shake out a little bit more. You know, that's something that definitely has come up, and, you know, just in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And the other thing you're talking, you know, when you asked me about how empathy was changing, this ties into the Fu, you know, the family of origin material, is this year so many people have had such incredible realizations about their family and, you know, deeper realizations about things that are going on. See, that's the high end of all that Scorpio, right, is the truth. It's all about the cold, hard truth. Some of it's not pretty. Yep. But I've seen people get in touch with some material that is huge. And it's, you know, it's literally like their whole life was, you know, kind of paving the way for them to have these realizations that were so beautiful and so healing and transformative. So that also was kind of riding right alongside with fear and chaos and a lot of, you know, real of uncertainty and things that were really difficult and scary for people. On the other hand, I saw people do incredible work that just makes you want to cry. It's so beautiful. It's completely life changing, which is also, there's your seven. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, yay. Right. There's a celebration. Well, and that's also why the, because in this course, I mean, there's so much content that you give people with the practical tips and these like 18 channeled messages and this awesome guidebook. But you're giving people the higher purpose of the family of origin and then what the frick to do about it. Because you can know all this stuff, but now you got to do something with the energy. You've got to move it forward for yourself. And that's what this course really supports for people. And, you know, we at the top of the show, we talked about how we did this because the holidays are coming up. And so, you might find that you're really ready for this kind of information right after the holidays or to start 2015. And so just to have this on your radar that Irma's class here is wonderful for really doing something with these realizations and with the truth that you've come to understand.
You know, thank you so much, Molly. Another thing I would add to that is what came through is there's, you know, there's a lot of kind of helpful suggestions in there about, you know, some, as far as obligatory things, like there's that whole thing about, oh, I'm feeling this intuitive vibe to not go to this thing, and I went anyway and didn't have a good time. And, you know, that whole thing about how can you, you know, the holidays bring up a lot of that thing, you know, a lot of that loyalty, and if you're, you know, oh, you're being disobedient, you're being disrespectful, that whole kind of push-pull between self-love and self-care and obligation to others, that always comes up a lot in the holidays. Of course it does. And so there's some tools, and I found a way to do this too, that how can we celebrate and be with others in a way that's not compromising us to a place that's really not okay for us? And I think that, you know, I remember there was a section in there about that, you know, about kind of how do we, you know, negotiate and navigate through some of these trickier social situations, because that definitely comes up around the holidays for sure.
Yes, it really does. And I think what people are looking for is just a return to the love that's in the relationships, the love that's in the situation, even if it doesn't feel that way, even if it doesn't seem that it's present, just that knowingness that, okay, there is love in this situation, and it's love for myself, it's love for the other person, it's love for the ways I'm growing and transforming and owning more of my power. And I think that the tips you give here are good, really good for people to reconnect to that place within themselves and to carry that with them, whether it's through the holidays, any awkward events, or anything else.
Yes, I think that's said really well. Thank you. You know, another thing, too, I was thinking that I've seen emerge just, you know, probably in the last, you know, quarter, like the fall season of this year, is there's an expression, I can't remember who it was, one of these mystics wrote an expression, came up with an expression called the cloud of unknowing, which is another way of saying the leap of faith, right? You're out there, you don't know how something's going to shake out, but you're going to act out in faith. This is another thing I'm seeing people do, which is so brave, and I'm so proud of people for doing this. In their family of origin, doing things, actions, taking actions that maybe not everybody's really happy about in the moment, but people that are so aligned with their own higher guidance. And a lot of these, you know, people are, you know, these are people that have been doing the work for some time. And seeing these people, and I know there's a couple of them are listening right now, and I'm talking to you, you know, brave people, for doing that, you know, for stepping out in the cloud of unknowing and going, okay, this is not the most popular thing to do right now. This is not going to make me the most popular person in the room, but I know that mm-hmm. this is correct and in alignment, and I'm going to do it. And I know spirit supports this decision. So that's huge also. And I've seen that, and those people get high fives from me forever for doing that, because I've done that myself. And you spoke a little bit before about the loneliness, because that can feel very lonely. You know, if you make a decision, an empowered decision that maybe some other people don't understand in the moment, you know. So that's one of those things where it's really great to have these tools and these resources for backup, you know, just to kind of, you know, just kind of give your own self a little pat on the back and know that you're doing a good job, you know, for doing that. So I wanted to acknowledge that, those people this year, because that's really big, and I've seen quite a bit of that too. And again, that's in prep work, of course. Again, going in this eight, going in this powerful, powerful energy, people are, you know, stepping out. You know, that's a real, you know, what do you call it? You know, stepping outside the box or whatever, doing it different. So that's cool, really cool, I think. And I've seen that quite a bit.
Yes, it is really cool. And I want to give a quick shout out to let people know that Irma has another course that's all about empath empowerment, which actually really supports some of the work and healing that happens in the this other master course that we've been talking about. And so I want to let you know that you could find both of Irma's master courses on spiritualityuniversity.com or on Facebook, because I know it's shared on Facebook as well. And I'd love to know, Irma, kind of switching gears here for a minute, I would love a little bit of a sneak peek at the next book you're working on right now, to let people know what's coming out and what you have going on behind the scenes. Do you mind sharing with us a little bit about what that project is?
Thanks so much for asking, Molly. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be the third book in the Bright Star Empowerment series, you know, from Starfield Press, and it's the Aquarian Healer, because we've got Aquarian Empath and Aquarian Path to Abundance. Now we have the Aquarian Healer, and this is information from the Keepers and from Celestina that's all going to be about healing various topics. The really interesting thing is they've gone into several disorders and illnesses that sensitive and empathic people are prone. They did a whole segment, for example, on adrenal fatigue, on fibromyalgia. The little bits that I've shared on Facebook just to kind of test out the material has been very well received. And I'm really excited about this information. This material's come in a different way. It's almost like the way I described it. It's like I haven't been able to. I'm really grateful for a patient publisher, because this material is very new even for me. And the whole process and way that I receive it is different. Because before, I would just kind of go in and do my – it's not even really channeling. It's really kind of a telepathic communication. That's how the other works were created. This one is – it's material really that is so – it's new to me because I don't have a scientific mind. I have no air planets, right? So some of this stuff is a little bit – but it's not so scientific that, you know, the layperson couldn't read it. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's more technical, I should say. Some of it is. But I'm so excited about this work. And I think I might have shared with you that this is the book that I saw myself writing when I was probably 7 or 8 years old. This is the one book that is pretty much for me. Yeah. Yeah, and this is when I was –
oh, I love that.
Yeah, isn't that great? And I also was reading – my father was a medical doctor, as you might know, and I was reading his medical journal, you know, medical books, textbooks, which for a seven-year-old, of course, I had no idea what they even said. But I really think I was tapping in the health and healing aspects of energy work has always been my focus. And that's, you know, makes sense and is in alignment with all the Scorpio and the Virgo that I have. So it was really, I think that it's one of those things where it was really meant to be from when I was really young. And I think it feels like that. But on the other hand, it feels kind of, it's been a little bit like, whoa, it's big, if you know what I mean, because it's new. I haven't written a book, you know, of this, with this information ever. So it's really exciting. I'm really excited about it. And people have been so supportive. The, you know, the few little bits that I've shared, people are like, oh, I can't wait for this book to come out. And people that are, you know, in the healing profession themselves. So I know there's been a lot of material out there on chakras and on healing and that kind of thing. But I'm pretty confident that some of this material is definitely going to be new, you know, compared to what's out there
right now.
So,
yes.
You know,
that's pretty
cool. You know, I feel really good about that. And then, you know, down the road, talking about doing a companion course with the book where people can actually do, there's going to be some meditations that were given. Like in the other courses, the meditations that are given, people have had, as you know, have had very powerful experiences with those. And I'm so grateful about that because I still hear from people, you know, in these various modules that do the meditations that write me and just have such powerful, powerful experiences and move such, you know, such energies out with those. So I feel like to have it be in a healing context is, you know, as far as actually really working with shifting out illnesses and disorders, that I'm all over that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That
let's
like
get that.
So exciting. Yeah. That is like so exciting for me. So yeah, that's what I'm working on now. Thank you for asking about that.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to check out that book and, of course, a companion course that would come together to support it. It sounds like it's going to be perfect and just really take people to that next place, that next level on their journey. And I want to let people know, too, that you also have a monthly subscription service. I mean, if they wanted to have some energy updates or kind of know what's going on, could you let them know about that subscription service just so they can, you know, stay in touch with you and the Cosmic Energies?
Thanks so much, Molly. Yes, it's at my website, ErmaKSawyer.com. And I also have a lot of, you know, non-subscription material. My blog is on there, and that's free for everybody. But the subscription, it's a pretty nominal cost, and there's also little perks and things that I offer people. Right now I'm offering a free e-book that's not out to the general public yet, that's based on Keeper's material from the last several years. It's called Divine Guidance, so subscribers will receive that. And I have two levels. I've got the Essential, which is based a report based more for empaths and sensitives. It's really an energy report weekly on what's going on that aspect. And then I have the Optimal Report, which is the astrological aspect. So together, if they're an Optimal subscriber, they can have access to both of those. But people that identify as empathic and sensitive are very much benefited and interested in the Essential Report. So I've got those two avenues available for people.
Awesome. That's great. Okay. Well, I know that's really new, or rather new, so I just want to let people know
that is something
that's out there and available if you really resonate with Irma Kay and what she shares and teaches. The other thing I would love to know, Irma, is more about what you're finding as a channel, because you do work with angels and guides, of course, the keepers, and I'm wondering how the experience of channeling has changed for you, whether that's throughout your whole channeling career or just even this year. Like, what new energies are you feeling and noticing?
That's a great question, and it definitely has changed this year. And it's really really interesting, because this year for me personally was pretty challenging on an emotional level, as you know, and moving and some big life changes. So I actually was a little concerned that I was going to be able to keep my vibe high enough to be in contact as often as I am. And I'm really grateful that, you know, everybody has an off day. Of course, even people that don't channel have an off day. So it's like, you know, that I allow myself that. But I feel like it's really interesting, because there was a point to go back a few years. When I first started in 96, I was a trance channel. I was similar to Edgar Cayce, where I was in a trance when I received the material. We would have the tape recorder going. And then that was a few years that way. And I understood it was because I was being prepared vibrationally, because there was too much of a deficit, you know, between where they were and where I was at the time. So I had to, every time I worked with them and they worked with me clearing my own stuff, then I would raise my own frequency. And then it became, I remember it very well when it happened. There was just a click. And it was around when I started working with the Keepers in 2007. It might have been a little later, like 2008 or 9. But it was very much the telepathic connection was there. I didn't have to really even go into a trance or call them in or anything like that. And it's interesting, because I remember asking them about that, and this is something that, you know, all people that work with higher guidance can relate to. The reason why, because I was like, oh, it doesn't even seem like it's somebody other than myself, because when I first started, it definitely seemed like I was speaking to an entity or beings that were separate or different from myself, if you know what I mean. But then there was a shift where it seemed like, okay, I just feel like I'm having a conversation with myself. How do I know that I'm who I'm talking to? And at that point, on a soul level, I became really aligned with my soul group to the point where I merged with them. And that's something that people over time that work with telepathy and channeling, there's a click and there's a moment where that happens. So that's very cool. So I would tell people, oh, if it sounds like it's your own voice, then you know, definitely don't discount it that you're talking to your ego. And then, of course, I'm probably going to teach channeling a course again, because there are signposts when you're, as you know, also Molly is an intuitive, when you're speaking with higher guidance as opposed to your ego barking at you. And
right.
These two energies and languages are very different. And in the beginning, some people, there's a little confusion around that. But I'd say that's the one benefit of doing this work for so long, is I definitely know when I'm not in alignment with a higher source of information. And that just becomes very obvious to me. And I won't write or I won't communicate, you know, that to the public until I get back in alignment with that. And I've developed kind of an interior system of a symbolic language where I know where I am on my little cosmic lane, you know, in the superhighway. So I think that what's interesting is I'm seeing more people you know, just really get in touch with their own higher guidance and their own higher self or whatever they want to call it. And there's also been a real interest in these events I do with Celestina. We've been doing those, these transmissions. They've been very well attended. People are just really open. You know, they're really open to this work. You know, even people that maybe wouldn't have attended something like that before, now that sounds really good to them. And then, of course, when you have higher guidance with a group of people, then, you know, I love that. That's probably about getting the party started then. You know, that's when you have really magical, amazing things happen. But I would say it's interesting, too, about how the work has changed going back to this book, because the way I get it, I will actually get it in a segment. Like the other day, I got a segment for the book that was right there when I woke up. It was downloaded in my brain while I was sleeping. And I woke up and it was like right there, and I went to the computer and wrote it. So that's a different process for me, because normally it wasn't like that. It was like I would just do sit down and speak to them and they would instantly respond. But I think the nature of this work being deep, you know, deep information and maybe a little bit more technical, and it's also longer information. I'm getting bigger chunks of material. So I think that's why that's changing. And I'm still just kind of seeing how that's going to shake out. It's interesting to me.
Yeah, it's really fascinating how it is shifting and changing with the different energies. And who knows, you know, it could come in really strong with the 8 year, because the 8 has a lot of power to it, a lot of manifestation energies. So, yeah, everything that's been cleared out, it'll come back even stronger and clearer. So we'll stay tuned for that.
So.
So we only have a few moments left. And I want to let people know that you can connect with Irma K. Sawyer on Facebook. You have a few different Facebook pages. There's the Cosmic Weather Facebook page.
Right.
And then there's the other Cosmic one.
Cosmic Love and Wisdom is my author page where people can get information about my books. And also I share the latest channeled messages from the Keepers and Celestina on that page, if people are interested in that.
Yes, yes. And then also you can find updates on the Spirituality University Facebook page, as well as spiritualityuniversity.com. And then, of course, Irma's own website, irmakasawyer.com. So pretty much taking over the world is what's happening. And...
And fine Capricorn form, I might add.
Yes, that's right. Just spreading those vibes, getting things moving and grooving, as we like to do. So, Irma, before we sign off, first of all, thank you for being here. Thank you for this wonderful conversation and everything you've shared. And, friends, I really would encourage you to check out Irma's Mastery Courses. They are brilliant. They are really helping people on their path. And if it resonates with you, you might find exactly what you need. So I just want to do that really quick plug. But before we go, Irma, anything else you'd like to leave us with?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Molly, for presenting that material at Spirituality University in such a beautiful way. And I think the fact that your energy, that we're doing this, you know, team effort on it, it's made it very, very special for me. So I wanted to thank you for that. I think you're the absolute ideal person to present that material. And I'm really, really honored. And, also, I just wanted to thank to everybody that tuned in today, and wishing everybody a wonderful rest of their year in preparation for what's going to be a wonderful dynamic 8 year next year. And also just really inviting people, if they really feel challenged, especially with either their empathy or their family of origin, to, you know, to check out these courses, because they really are helping people. I love the wonderful feedback that I'm getting, and I'm just so grateful that I was able to write them and create them. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you.
Yes, well, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening, for being here, for joining us. I hope you got some good value and information out of this program. And be sure and come back next week because I will be answering your top spirituality questions, something I do every month. And there are some wonderful ones coming in. So we'll do that at the end of November. In the meantime, be sure and check out and connect with Irma K. Sawyer, and I hope that you will stay connected to us in the future. So namaste, everyone. Thank you for being here, and have a blessed day ahead. Bye-bye, Irma. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to?